The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The Westminster Parliament decided as long ago as 1948 to abolish the use of judicial corporal punishment, birching, by Britain's courts. But no similar action was taken in the Isle of Man. It remained on the Manx Statute Book, but it was confined to juvenile offenders and was usually limited to caning for the youngest offenders. In the 1960s, however, so-called teddy boys became involved in increasingly violent drunken conduct at holiday resorts in Britain, and this spread to the Isle of Man to some extent. But after two summer seasons of this, the island's magistrates began campaigning for stronger powers to combat it by extending birching to what was called the older and bolder offenders, and the House of Keys responded willingly. In 1960, it voted for a bill to allow the imposition of sentences of up to 12 strokes of the birch on male offenders up to 20 years of age. This made headlines throughout Britain, and other resorts made it known that they would like to have something similar at their disposal. The island was envied by them to some extent. The bill received overwhelming support in the House of Keys. Only one member voted against it, a Labour MHK called Eddie Collister, a retired bank manager. He spoke out against the bill strongly and controversially, describing the birch as a barbaric bauble for flogging children, a symbol of sadism and thuggery, a move which showed the Manx people as giving way to primitive instincts of revenge. It was strong stuff, but it made no impression on the rest of the MHKs. At the same time, a police officer brought a birch into the house for MHKs to examine. It was called the birch rod, but it actually consisted of 3-foot lengths of birch twig bound together with a handle at one end. The house was told that birchings would be administered by any police officer who happened to be on duty, but they would have the right to refuse to do it if they so wished. Otherwise, sentences were carried out in the privacy of the magistrate's room at police headquarters, with the recipients bent down over a table and their buttocks bared. The move was also supported enthusiastically by the majority of the people living in the island, and this support never wavered right up to the end of birching. Meanwhile, the island's stance did not go unnoticed by the Home Office and the Westminster government. Royal assent was the final step in the birching bill becoming part of the law of the Isle of Man, and in the House of Commons some MPs tried to block it. But the Home Secretary, Mr. R. A. Butler, ruled that the Isle of Man was entitled to act independently of the UK. The bill had been passed in February 1960. In June, the first case of the birch being ordered under the bill involved a London youth charged with demanding money with menaces and possessing an offensive weapon. More headlines across Britain. The use of the birch continued, but as times passed there were stirrings, small ones, of opposition in the island itself and in the United Kingdom's Council for Civil Liberties. In 1975 it was taken to the European Commission on Human Rights in Strasbourg to decide whether or not it was in contravention of the Human Rights Convention as what was described as a cruel and degrading punishment. This was upheld by the European Court of Human Rights, and now birching was nearing the end of the road. The last birching sentence was passed in 1981 by Douglas magistrates, but it didn't stand up. There was an appeal lodged with the Isle of Man Judge of Appeal, and it was successful in that the sentence was reduced to 3 months' detention. But Tyndall still refused to submit. It was not until 1993 that the court finally erased judicial corporal punishment from the Manx Statute Book. But now, you know, you still hear people in the island saying, "Bring back the birch," don't you?